Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A transgender woman is suing the state of Alaska, saying she was denied coverage for medically necessary surgical treatment. The federal lawsuit filed on behalf of Jennifer Fletcher says the state health insurance plan excludes coverage for surgical treatment for gender dysphoria. The lawsuit states that because the only people who require medically necessary care to treat gender dysphoria are transgender, denying coverage for such health care discriminates against transgender people. The lawsuit says she has been forced to pay thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs for health care costs not covered by her insurance plan. The lawsuit seeks an unspecified amount in damages. No comment yet from the State Department of Law. Juneau voters may be asked whether local tax dollars should be used to expand subsidized child care and pre-K education. A study last year found Juneau has about 560 child care slots to serve an under-6 population of about 2,400 kids. And that's led to calls for public investment in child care for children too young to attend kindergarten. The Assembly this year declined to commit tax dollars to add about 800 new slots for pre-K education and child care. The Assembly referred the proposed ballot question to the city's legal staff for review. The Assembly has until August to decide whether to place the non-binding measure on the October municipal election ballot. Meanwhile, one of the city and borough Juneau's senior planners has been promoted to lead the community development department. The 21-employee department includes city planners, code enforcement officers, building inspectors, and staff support for the Planning Commission. Jill McLean was hired at the department in 2015 after 16 years working as a planner in her home state of Massachusetts. She replaces Rob Steedle, who retired last month after working for the city since the 1990s. Her starting salary will be just about $105,000 a year. Anchorage Police Department may expand its headquarters to a building once targeted for legislative offices. City officials announced yesterday that the Anchorage Community Development Authority had accepted the department's letter of intent to lease the former Legislative Information Office on West 4th Avenue. The police headquarters since 1986 has been in East Anchorage, several miles from the downtown core. Anchorage Police Chief Justin Dahl says the department needs more space for staff, property, and evidence, and he says expanding also will extend the department presence in downtown Anchorage. And dead and dying sea otters are being found along the Aleutian Islands and the Alaska Peninsula. During an aerial survey in March, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service counted 56 dead otters from Cold Bay to Pilot Point. Otters in Port Moeller and Nelson Lagoon tested positive for streptococcus infection, a common cause of sea otter mortality. Unalaska Sea Grant agent Melissa Good has collected 3 dead otters in Unalaska, but she says she doesn't believe they are linked to the greater die-off or the more recent unusual sightings of ring seals around the island. Weather forecast calls for more rain showers for tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight should be about 45 degrees.